What actually makes a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power? Claims of miracle trendy ingredients? Multiple modes? If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush and more about how you use it. Quip was created by dentists and product designers to focus on what actually matters for your oral health. Healthier habits. Quip's sensitive vibrations with a built-in timer guides gentle brushing for the dentist recommended 2 minutes, with 30-second pulses ensuring an even clean. Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule. The sleek, intuitive design is simple to use and comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount. These thoughtful features make brushing something you actually want to do twice a day. Good habits matter to live a healthier life. So help form fresh oral health habits with Quip. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/2019 right now, your first refill is free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/2019. getquip.com/2019.
Truck drivers, why wait till 2020 to make a change? Don't waste another day or decade in a dead-end driving job when you can drive your future forward in one of over 30 different types of driving jobs at Schneider. Schneider's paid orientation starts weekly, so you can get to earning more in as little as 4 days. Get the most from the holiday surge, then enjoy Schneider's year-round freight stability next year. Don't wait till 2020. Start fresh now at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Listen up, America. Why in the world would you start your day with an unwrapped, zip-zap, sad sack breakfast mishap when the McDonald's app lets you order, pay, and pick up a nice and hot griddle sizzle breakfast with a tap-tippity-tap? I think I just rhyme-answered my own rhyme question. McDonald's mobile order and pay. Just order in the app, pass the line with the tap, and wake up breakfast with McDonald's. Mobile order and pay at participating McDonald's. McDonald's app download and registration required.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn 5 times the national average. 5 minutes? That's less time than you spend arguing about how to pronounce GIF.
Wait, GIF or JIF?
Hard G. Less time than you spend trying to stick to your paleo diet.
Resist the carbs. Ooh, brownies.
No brownies. That's about 5 minutes to earn 5 times the national average savings rate. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
I appreciate what Gruden did. Let's be as real as we can be about this. The guy that we made fun of all summer long, that he was the national joke in the NFL community, he outcoached Matt Nagy.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mully and Haw Flashback.
Pace was very attracted to Mitch's humility and the family support structure that he had around him. And there are some noteworthy overlaps in traits between Mitch and Ryan. Both guys were, you know, relatively under-recruited coming out of high school, you know, so, and I just wonder if Pace saw some qualities in Mitch that he saw in himself. I agree with you that the word infatuated or fixated, I wrote in the story that Trubisky captured his heart and mind of Pace and Josh Lucas. And that's an interesting psychological test right there, because once you are, you know, you've taken in that fork in the road, how willing are you to see what's in the other lanes still?
I guess. Okay.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We talked to Rich Campbell earlier in the program about the story that he and Dan Wiederer had written on Mitchell Trubisky and the decision to draft him. And they did an unbelievable job of breaking down all elements that went into the decision to take Mitch, to move up to take Mitch with the second overall pick in the 2017 draft and leave guys like Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes on the board. Guys that Mahomes, obviously an MVP.
The Trubisky treatise.
Watching the yes, the Trubisky Tribune treatise.
Yeah, it was really well reported and well written, and that was Rich's kind of interpretation of Ryan Pace.
That was his dime store psychoanalysis.
Seeing a lot of traits in Mitch Trubisky that he wanted to, you know, I guess identify with and did, and so that kind of persuaded him to draft Mitch Trubisky. I get what he's getting at. I think that I'd like to hear Ryan Pace's response to that. We haven't heard from him. He declined that interview for the story, and we haven't heard any response to it.
If I were drafting someone, David, at any position,
yeah,
whatever the position might be, I'd want someone better than me.
Absolutely.
I'd want someone that had qualities that were much better than mine.
And if you're a trained scout, to my sense is that you in football, they always say, and I guess in sports, you know, the eye in the sky doesn't lie. I mean, you're always going to be guided and persuaded most by what's on tape, right?
They say that in Vegas, too, yeah, okay. If you try to cheat at one of the tables.
And in Major League Baseball, exactly.
Yeah, well, I don't know about
Minute Maid
that.
Park.
Yeah,
we'll find out.
We got issues there.
So, but my point is that I don't know if he was persuaded as much by those kind of traits. And I think we're looking at it now because we're examining every facet of that decision. And what could possibly have persuaded him to pass on Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes for this guy? And I think the biggest, most egregious thing that people are pouncing on is the fact that they didn't meet with Deshaun Watson before the draft and didn't do their due diligence in kind of exploring all of those avenues that are there for you. I don't think ultimately that would have persuaded him to pick Watson over Trubisky, because that's how much in love with Mitch he was.
Listen, there are thousands of players, thousands, literally thousands, who were drafted by teams that never talked to them, never brought them in, because you don't want your plan leaking out.
Stealth. You want to be quiet.
You know, you interview guys at various spots along the way. You know, you talk to guys at the Senior Bowl. You talk to guys at the Combine. You don't need to fly in and go out to dinner with them to know whether or not they're your guy. I think that Michael Lombardi said something interesting. He said that the danger is that the process was done before it began, that you found this guy and you fell in love with that guy, and then you spent the entire time trying to eliminate others,
That's somewhat common. So I want to ask you this, because I think these are kind of the two storylines of the week that the team, I think, converge here. So this report about the 2017 draft and the decision-making process and the holes in the approach for Ryan Pace and the Bears and not meeting with Watson, I think would fall under the, you know, they didn't do their due diligence. Okay, so here we are, fast forward this week. Yesterday, the NFL, I think, surprisingly, announced plans for Colin Kaepernick to work out Saturday in Atlanta and invited all 32 teams. It's open to every team in the league. Now, you're the Bears, and I don't think that Colin Kaepernick is going to affect your team this year. But you also are a team that now has questions at a chronically bad position, short-term and long-term issues. Are you going to Atlanta on Saturday? And if you are going, or as you make that decision, does anything about the response or reaction to this report that you didn't do your due diligence before the last time you picked a quarterback and made a big decision at that position, are they intertwined? Are you going to Atlanta because you don't want to be accused of not doing your due diligence again? Or are you ignoring that completely and saying, okay, we either are going to make this call or not based in...
Look, you know what I think, David? Honest to God, and I hate to say this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this Colin Kaepernick thing is just some weird PR stunt by the league. That we have the year of the backup quarterback. There's been a lot of people hurt, and no one is even sniffing around Colin Kaepernick. So in order to kind of do lip service or whatever you want to call it. Oh, we're going to have this thing. And I think as a result, everyone has to show up because you can't not show up. Word will get out that, well, the Bears didn't want to look at him and look at their situation.
Right.
I think the whole thing I hate to be cynical, but
That's pretty cynical.
I think the whole, well,
But don't you think
think it's a sincere thing.
Talking about the NFL here, you got to be cynical.
Yeah,
the guy hasn't played in 2 years and 8 months.
Yeah.
And 8 days or something.
Right.
And you're going to go there and you're going to sign him. Listen, people are passing on him. We know why they're passing on him. I mean, there are some bad people playing in the NFL.
Oh my gosh, Molly!
Kareem Hunt had
four carries for the Cleveland Browns on Sunday.
Thank you.
The last time we saw Kareem Hunt, he was kicking a woman at a hotel room.
Exactly.
All right.
Yes.
And I think
kneeling during a national anthem or sitting down should not bar you from playing.
This is well overdue, in my view. This is potentially a publicity stunt, in your view. I don't disagree with that. But I'm okay with it because whatever it takes to get teams to actually put eyes on this guy who might have something left at 32 years old.
But he was terrible before he was you know what I'm saying? Go look at how he was playing. He didn't play great.
Mm-hmm.
He was once a good player when Harbaugh was there and they had a run to the Super Bowl, but he fell off quite a bit. And then he in their opinion, lost focus of football.
You could talk yourself out of it. Or you could talk yourself into it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
You know, if you wanted to look at it the other way, is that this is a guy who has accomplished a lot on the field, and that last that we saw of him, he wasn't on a very good team, and that was part of the problem. I mean, look.
Maybe he was banged up. Who knows? You know, when you don't play, you heal. And, you know, 32 is not.
Yeah, and those Niners teams were just the dirt worst. Jim Tom Sula era, you know, bereft of talent. You could look at it either way.
I think it's hard, though, for people to look at this objectively. It's going to be difficult for maybe even evaluators to see just a football player. They're going to be factoring in everything else into the evaluation process, which isn't fair, but I think it's understandable given everything that we've been through with this.
I got to tell you, I mean, there are some awful quarterbacks. There's some really bad quarterback play, and there are people playing that are no damn good. So, you know, if Colin Kaepernick doesn't belong in the NFL, then you need to see it. I'd like to know that. If he shows anything and I'm a NFL team, it wouldn't bother me to sign a guy. Who cares? Anything. This position, you know, Jerry Angelo once said that, they were fixated on fixing the quarterback. And at the time, right after he said that, they made Michael Vick available to anybody that wanted to sign him.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote a column saying, hey, listen, if you're actually fixated on getting a quarterback, this is the guy you ought to go sign. You know, he was once a really good player. He could probably help you in the future. You could use him in different ways. You know, the argument always, this, it's just a football argument, which is if you indeed have injuries at that position, usually it's offensive line problems. You need a guy that can run around and basically protect himself. And I thought Vic fit that category. I got more hate mail than I've ever gotten on anything I've ever written, including people who wanted me strung up and tortured like the dogs that Michael Vick tortured. I mean, it was almost, I couldn't believe what was written to me because I was making a football argument. I didn't even think about, when the league made him available, someone gets to sign him. It ended up being Andy Reid in Philadelphia. Guess what? He ended up having a pretty good career after that, and they got something out of him when they traded him. So I just was dumbfounded by the response people have. And I think that this is one of the problems with Kaepernick. For whatever reason, whatever the issue is, there are people that are going to hate on you for looking at him as a football player, not for looking at him as a social messenger.
How can you look at Michael Vick as just a football player but be incapable of not looking at Colin Kaepernick the same way?
That's my point.
You've got to be able to.
Vic did something a lot worse.
There's a fairness issue in play
there's
here,
no,
too.
There's been no fairness. He has not been treated fairly. And I think that this is nice that they're doing this, but I also suspect that they're doing this because it's people are getting fed up with the fact that no one will look at him and these other guys, as you say,
regardless of the motives. It's smart for them to do so because it could create interest and it could create an opportunity. And really, if that's what it does, then fine. You know, then they could have whatever intentions they have. If the result is that he ends up on an NFL roster, either this season or in the offseason, and this helps produce that result, it's a good thing.
And you know, if, again, don't write me hate mail, because I think you should look at Colin Kaepernick if he's good enough play him. I'm talking about football decisions. I'm not trying to solve world crises here. Maybe I should. Maybe I should just step in. I mean, I'm as qualified as Jared, right? whatever. All right. We're going to bring in Dan and Connor. And I'm just saying it as experienced, not as qualified. I don't have nearly the money, but I do have the same amount of experience.
You didn't go to Harvard either.
We'll bring in Dan and Connor. I went to the university in Chicago on Loyola Avenue, UCLA.
Who brought Ben Broniker into the equation? You talking about him,
yeah,
Kevin?
Oh. There you go.
Sorry.
But he wants some Fitzmagic in his life. We'll bring in Dan and Connor next, and don't send me hate mail. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
If you love Bears football, you'll love our lineup of Bears experts on all your favorite Score shows throughout the season, including NFL great Boomer Esiason, former Bear long snapping guru Patrick Manley, Bears expert from the Chicago Tribune Rich Campbell, fantasy expert Paul Churchian, from The Athletic Kevin Fishbane, former quarterback Sage Rosenfeld, ProFootball.com's Mike Florio, and many more, all right here and all season long, only on Chicago's home for Bears fans, Sports Radio 670 The Score, or radio.com sports station.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven with a brand new grill from the Ace Thanks Grilling event this Saturday, November 16th from 11 to 2. Head to your local Ace for great deals, giveaways, and turkey grilling demos, showcasing our top brands like Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and more. Plus, get free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up. Don't miss the Thanks Grilling event this Saturday from 11 to 2 at your local Ace. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Free assembly and delivery for Ace Rewards members valid through December 24th.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
What actually makes a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power? Claims of miracle trendy ingredients? Multiple modes? If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush and more about how you use it. Quip was created by dentists and product designers to focus on what actually matters for your oral health. Healthier habits. Quip's sensitive vibrations with a built-in timer guides gentle brushing for the dentist recommended 2 minutes, with 30-second pulses ensuring an even clean. Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule. The sleek, intuitive design is simple to use and comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount. These thoughtful features make brushing something you actually want to do twice a day. Good habits matter to live a healthier life. So help form fresh oral health habits with Quip. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/2019 right now, your first refill is free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/2019. getquip.com/2019.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you a whole lot covered for less. But this State Farm radio ad gets you this jam covered for free.
Cover it all, but nothing at all. I want my premiums to fall by combining policies for home and auto. Cover it all. And have
for more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Listen up, America. Why in the world would you start your day with an unwrapped, zip-zap, sad sack breakfast mishap when the McDonald's app lets you order, pay, and pick up a nice and hot griddle sizzle breakfast with a tap-tippity-tap? I think I just rhyme answered my own rhyme question. McDonald's mobile order and pay. Just order in the app, pass the line with the tap, and wake up breakfast with McDonald's. Mobile order and pay at participating McDonald's. McDonald's app download and registration required.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can buy my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Introducing the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited 5% back on everything you buy at Walmart online. It's the perfect card for all your family's hints this holiday season. Like 5% back on the air fryer Grandpa told you about when he fell asleep in his chair.
Mm, he didn't fry anything.
or 5% back on the laptop your sister had Carolers sing to you.
Two turtle doves and a laptop for Carrie.
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
Listen to Radio.com on just about every single connected device in your home. Hear your favorite songs, your morning news, sports talk, can't miss podcasts, and much